Hi, this is Cage Coleman, host of Game On, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for 14-year-old female Heather Riggio, Caucasian, 5'1", 120 pounds, blue eyes, and blonde hair. She went missing May 6, 2007 from North Miami Beach. Heather has a tattoo of a Chinese star on her lower back and a tattoo on her ankle. Her ears and lips are pierced. Heather was last seen wearing a pink top, jeans, and high heels. So if you know of Heather Riggio's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Heather, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to futureismissing.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now, here's your host.
I'm your host, Alexa J, with the American Pulse on Voice America Kids Network. It's been a great week here in sunny South Florida, as you may know. This week is Shark Week, as many of us have been celebrating. It's on Discovery Channel. It's actually been celebrated in 72 countries since 1987, because people seem to be absolutely infatuated with the stories of shark attacks and sharking facts. But to be honest, I've really only been keeping up with it because Andy Samberg is the host. I'm absolutely in love with him. But everyone else seems to be absolutely infatuated. Like the other day, I call up my friend and I'm like, hey, Maddie. She goes, oh, can't talk. Shark Week's on. Bye. Hangs up the phone. I'm like, okay. So Discovery Channel, you've done a pretty good number on captivating the world's attention enough that people feel it's so important to not even answer their phones. And slowly diminishing my social life. Thanks a lot. Just kidding. But I personally don't really see the big excitement over sharks, but maybe that's just because I don't know enough about them. But thankfully, today we have our very special guest, Devin Woolsey. She's an extreme animal activist with us today, and she's going to fill us in a little bit more about Shark Week and what's it all about. So, Devin, care to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Devin. I've known Alexa for a long, long time. I'm going to be applying to colleges soon, and I also love sharks.
Sweet. So you're applying to colleges.
Yeah.
Which ones do you plan on applying to?
Well, I know I want to get out of the Florida heat and up into the north somewhere. I'm thinking about Boston or Pennsylvania, and my top schools right now are, hopefully Harvard. Yeah, that's number one. And then maybe some are going to apply to Boston College and Boston University and basically up in the north.
Well, as you know, Harvard, it's kind of a competitive school. There's over like 30,000 applicants. What do you think makes you stand out amongst all of these millions of applicants?
Well, now, a lot of applicants aren't really serious about Harvard. They just want to go, you know,
yeah, they're just like, oh, I applied to Harvard. Yeah.
But I'm pretty serious about it, and
obviously
my grades are pretty good, and I have a good GPA. But what really makes me, I would be remembered more than they would be all the extracurricular activities that I do outside of school that, you know, makes it well-rounded. Like, I do so much outside.
Like what? Since you're so, like, animal activist, don't you have a bunch of, like, groups that you've already started?
Well, I started a club for my school, and it's an environment club, and we try to help protect the environment, which is necessary for animals to live in. And we've done some beach cleanups around Fort Lauderdale, a lot of beaches, and we got 50 pounds of trash or more than that on our three beach cleanups. And we did an animal walk to help raise money for the Broward Humane Society for animals. And so, and that's only the past few years. This year, my senior year, we hopefully are going to do a lot more stuff helping animals and the environment as well.
Dang, girl. Well, it looks like you're on the right path. So So you think that with all of your extracurriculars and your love for animals, you'll eventually get into Harvard. But what do you, what do you want to study there if you get in it?
Well, I know for the first 4 years, just undergrad, I'm just going to, you know, make my way through. Mm-hmm. But then I want to do a master's degree in law, my law degree. Yeah. And then with a law degree, it's, I want to do animal law. And there are a lot of things like you can.
So animals would have lawyers? Well, how would that necessarily work?
You can pass laws that would protect animals, endangered species, sharks, mm-hmm. Any kinds of animals. I could maybe run for Senate or Congress, and that would speed up how fast and how quickly I could actually help them. And I could, you know, I would know all the legal jargon and how to do things properly within the court system.
Very nice. It's pretty interesting. So I take it that you've been watching Shark Week as well?
I have.
So what do you think the sole purpose of it all? Like, what's the big idea? What is Discovery Channel trying to put out there with this Shark Week?
Well, as we all know, sharks are pretty scary. A lot of people are scared to go in the water. Like they know sharks are around. But the whole point of Shark Week is to show the sharks aren't really that harmful. They're just, you know, another ocean creatures chilling, living their lives, and that we really shouldn't be that afraid of them.
So they're just trying to, like, expose the fact that they're just actually fascinating creatures, not really these villains and these evil creations that we portray them to be, really.
That's right. I mean, they show them how wonderful they are. And actually, I have some facts for you, Alexa. So right now, we're sitting in your room, safe from the ocean.
Yeah.
But say we were out there, how many people do you think sharks kill each year? Just take a guess.
I'll say about, like, definitely in the hundreds, maybe 200.
200 sharks. Okay. And now we're sitting in your room, and we're in your house, and there are chairs surrounding us. How many people do you think chairs kill per year? You know, they run into them, hit themselves with it, they fall on top of them. So really, if you're going to be afraid of something,
you should stay away from those chairs.
Stay away from chairs, not sharks.
Wow. So what do you think, what has, like, made you so interested about sharks?
Well, sharks, I mean, they're, you know, a beautiful creature. They're the top of the food chain. Uh-huh. You know, everyone thinks they're so bad, but they're really just like tough dolphins.
Interesting. Well, I was actually watching it, and I saw that in South Africa and in Asia or somewhere, I think, they have these shark nets to protect their swimmers from the sharks, and these nets just capture the sharks. They're not trying to harm them, just trying to keep them in one spot, basically. But these nets are inevitably killing them and other marine life, like sea turtles, otters, and dolphins, even.
Yeah, well, a lot of countries, they think that if they don't have shark nets, more people are going to die. But, I mean, you just heard the statistics that a pool full of chairs would be more dangerous than a pool full of sharks. Now, now these shark nets, they're in place to protect people, but they're not really protecting sharks. And so a lot of marine conservationists and people who care about sharks, like me, they're coming up with these new research and these new ideas that will protect both the sharks and the people.
So do you know, like, what these technologies would be?
Well, yeah, there are a few new ones. There's sharks have a magnetic field around their bodies where they can detect other fish and their movements. And if you put high enough magnets around the sharks or near sharks, they will swim away quickly because they don't want their magnetic field to be messed up. So these researchers, they thought that if you put all these magnets in a bay or on the sea line, that sharks would not want to be around it, so they wouldn't come near swimmers and near the bay at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You seem to do your research on some sharks there, hon.
Yeah, I do. I do love sharks.
Definitely. Well, with the Discovery Channel, how do you think they're, like, actually exploiting sharks by videoing them or anything? Because I know a lot of, like, the animal rights groups like PETA, they would be against it because they're in the shark's natural habitat and they're interrupting their lifestyle. I don't know. What's your stand on that?
Well, most of the time, if you're going to videotape a shark, you don't really want to let it know you're there because you don't want to bother it. You want to let it go in its natural way.
And yeah, so it's really not doing any harm to it whatsoever. No. So they're not being Discovery Channel isn't being hypocrites by
they just want to take video, and sometimes they even send researchers down to feed the sharks, and the sharks are friendly. And one time I even saw them petting sharks.
Really?
Yeah, they were petting them like a dog.
Oh, interesting. So I remember you telling me earlier today something about only 3 sharks are actually like harmful. Most of the other ones are really just
docile. Sharks and man. Now, sharks are really not that much of a problem to man. There's 3 sharks that might possibly attack you, and those are the bull shark, the tiger shark, and the
great white.
But really, man is much more of a problem to sharks than sharks are a problem to man.
Really? How does that work?
Well, every year, mostly in Asia, there's this Chinese Asian delicacy. It's called shark's fin soup. And so every year,
sounds delicious.
they capture the sharks. What they do is they cut off all of their fins, but then they just let them back in the water. And most of the time, they're either eaten or they drown because they can't swim and get water past their gills.
Oh my gosh! So they just drop these limbless sharks back in the water.
That's what they do, and they take their fins, and most of it is eaten in China, or they can import it to America, Africa, Europe, and then it's a very expensive delicacy to eat.
Wow, that's pretty disgusting. I wouldn't want to see a shark swimming in general, but I think I'd be a lot more disgusted just to see one like dead, floating around, limbless, without fins or anything.
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't have any fins, there's no possible way that it's going to attack you either.
So I've never even shark fin soup. I've never even heard of anyone eating it or whatnot. Like, what is it?
Well, it's they take the fin and they boil it so it's soft, and then they put it in the broth. And you know, like millions and millions of sharks are killed each year for this, and 95% of some species of shark has gone extinct because of this finning.
Wow. So What can we do to help out the sharks?
Well, if you want to find out where you live where shark fin soup is served, you can go to this great website. It's called StopSharkFinning.net. And what you can do is you search your country, and then you go into your state, and it will tell you if anywhere in your city a restaurant is serving shark fin soup. And then from there, you can call them up and make a complaint, ask nicely if they'd be willing to take it off the menu, or if that doesn't work, be a little more radical and maybe dress up as a shark and go protesting.
So you would actually stand in front of a restaurant protesting for sharks?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally legal as long as you keep walking.
According to the First Amendment, right?
Yeah, and as long as you're not breaking any laws, they can't kick you off or anything. And a lot of people would be dissuaded from eating at a restaurant where there's a lot of protesters standing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you basically just take away all their customers, and they're going to be like, you know what? This is not worth it.
Yeah. And there's another thing. Well, I mean, it's only in California now. They will be voting on it, I think it's next week. Mm-hmm. And it's a new bill. And if it's passed, it will make any killing of sharks for their fins completely illegal.
Wow.
So what you can do is at the same website, StopSharkFinning.net, they have a whole list of senators in California that will be voting on the law. And all you have to do is dial up their number, and you'll probably get a secretary, and you say, hey, I want to support this bill. It's Bill AB376. And you say, I want you to pass on the message. I was actually doing that before I came over here. Mm-hmm. It's called about 6 or 7 senators. And all the secretaries said that they would pass along the message.
That's extremely impressive. You obviously, a lot of people just say that they have a love for animals, but it's apparent that you really want to make a difference.
Yeah.
And I wish the best for you and those sharks. But we're going to take a quick break right now. Up next, we're going to talk about a little bit more of what you can do to help out those sharks and Devin's next endeavors to give the animals a right. So you're listening to The American Pulse on Kids Voice America. I'm Alexa J. So keep it right here. Thank you.
sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
We're here with my good friend Devin Woolsey. She's a 17-year-old animal rights advocate. She's extremely passionate about the sharks. How perfect, because this week is Shark Week, as we've all seen on Discovery Channel. We were just recently talking about what we can do to help the sharks. She was telling us about how the sharks are basically decapitated. Not decapitated, but their limbs are cut off for the shark fins, and they're made soup is made out of them. And she was actually just calling these senators to stop this, to have them promote this bill, which is called Bill AB-376, which you can actually go home and call up your California senators and tell them. What do you want them to say, Devin?
You want to say, hey, I might not live in California, but we're in America or wherever you may be, and shark finning should be illegal everywhere. And since you're taking the initiative in California, I'd really appreciate it if you could pass on the message that I really support this bill and that my whatever senator is needs to approve of it.
Cool. So anyway, you were talking about this website, stopsharkfinning.net.
Yeah.
They have a store locator where you can locate restaurants in your area where they serve shark fins.
Yeah.
And you can go and you could call up the manager and say, hey, look, you should stop serving shark on your menu. It's probably not going to work your first try.
Right. Just keep trying.
Just to keep realistic.
If you get 20 people to call, 30, 40, they're going to probably get really annoyed, and it might just not be worth the effort of keeping it on the menu, or you could protest. And there's one other thing you could also do. It's kind of like a donation, but you're buying a shirt, except all of the proceeds go to helping Stop Shark Finning. And what they do is they take the money, and they buy advertisements in Asia, mostly China and Japan, and they put advertisements on how sharks are being killed each year and shark finning, and their main supporter, the face of this campaign, is Yao Ming, who many have heard of. He's like a famous
basketball player, and he's like 8 billion feet tall.
He's pretty tall, and he's pretty pretty tall for a Chinese man. And he's really against shark finning, and he's made commercials, he's in advertisements.
So it's perfect, because that's where they mainly do it, over in Asia, right?
So he is doing that, and if you buy a shirt, organic, sweat-free shops, no labor, no child labor, all the proceeds go to help that.
To the Stop Shark Finning.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And the shirt says Stop Shark Finning. So
nice.
They'll know what you're for.
Cool, dude. Well, that basically just puts in perspective so many things that are going on in this world that we're really not even aware of. I wasn't. Shark finning. I had no idea that these sharks are being just mutilated. Exactly. So kids these days, they really don't think that they have a difference. They don't make a difference because they're only kids. But like Devin just said, all it is just typing in a cell phone number and calling up those senators and saying, look, I support this bill, or going to that website. It's called stopsharkfinning.net. Just explore it, see what they have there, and you could find out some pretty cool things and even make a difference. So, Devin, it's apparent that you have this serious passion for animals, and earlier we were discussing about you wanting to go to Harvard and all that. And word on the street is that you are planning on writing a book about animal rights, right?
Yeah, well, okay, book. might be misleading. It's not a novel about like Jerry the Pig or anything. It's more of a few chapters on how anyone anywhere in the world can drastically help animals by just changing a few daily things in their lives. It's really taking maybe 5 minutes to do, and it would save millions of lives every year.
So it's not going to be a novel. It's kind of just going to be like a how-to step guide. Just
it's
informative.
Like a guide. It's funny, you know, informative, short, like facts, statistics, like how you can help, stuff like that.
Do you have like any little snippets? I don't want to overexpose your book here or whatever, but I kind of want to know a little bit more about it.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, it's broken down into a few different things you can do that are really easy. The first one being eating less meat or completely going vegetarian or vegan.
Mm-hmm. Like, aren't you vegetarian?
Oh, I am. We've got a whole show on that.
Oh, yeah.
About later. And then the second one, go with the faux being fake. Because, you know, fur, leather, silk, cashmere, it all comes from the skin of animals. And, you know, fur.
Silk even does?
Yeah, silk is worms, silkworms, and they're boiled alive inside of their the egg to get the silk out. So it's not very nice for worms. And worms may be very small, but you still
have
to treat
feelings.
Them right.
They have feelings.
They
still.
Do. And then fur. You know, fur isn't even, you don't even eat the animal with the fur, so it's completely dying, like minks, chimeras, like all kinds of...
A what?
Chimera. It's like, kind of like a furry ferret. You think of a nice. Ferret, except furrier. And what they do, you know, they're so soft that they want to kill them so people can wear them.
Okay.
And a lot of the times, these animals, their skin, they just rip off the fur mm-hmm. while they're still alive. They just rip it off. And then the animal is left to slowly die without fur.
Wow. Yeah. So that's basically what your book's going to be about. Is there anything more to it?
Well, yeah, that's just a short segment. Another one is what do you do for entertainment? Now, a lot of people like to go to the movies, go laser tag, bowling. A lot of people like to do that. But a part is how a lot of people, they look to animals for entertainment,
mm-hmm.
such as people go to the circus.
Oh, that's true.
People go to the zoo, the aquarium, anything like that. And, you know, the circus has the worst rap of all. So many animals have died in the circus.
Do they really?
From maltreatment. They don't get the treatment they need. And they travel. The circus travels from place to place. And they travel in these tiny little cars on trains. And they die on the way. And so, actually, right now, I have a petition against circus abuse.
What's the website called that they can go look at it?
It's care2.com.
Care, that's C-A-R-E, the number 2.
.com. And all you have to do is search boycott the circus. And you'll find it.
So you wrote this petition.
I wrote it, and it basically says, yo, I, the signer, agree that I will not ever go and see or buy tickets to a circus until all animal performances are gone.
Wow. And how many, like, signers do you have so far?
Altogether, I think I have maybe 2,000 or 3,000.
Wow.
People. So, I mean, even though I'm just one person, and when a bunch of people come together, they can really
make a difference.
Cause arousal.
Oh, definitely. So if you guys are, you know, kind of moved by that whole spiel about the circus animals, just go to care2.com, and all you have to do is just type in a few letters, and there you go. You're contributing. Also,
also in my book,
yeah.
You know, there's a few more things. There's about watch what you wear, mm-hmm. not just fur, but there's also what you wear on your face and what you know, what you use soap as your body. Now, a lot of mostly girls like cosmetics, you know, more concerned with shampoos, makeup, soap, and a lot of these products are tested on animals. No one really pays much attention to it. Most of the animals tested on are rabbits. And what they do is rabbits can't flush toxins out of their eyes. They're one of the only animals that can't do that. So they do is they put them in these containers or contraptions where the rabbit can't move, and they put stuff or whatever they're testing in the rabbit's eye to see if it reacts. And if it reacts badly to the chemicals or whatever in its eye, then chances are it's not fit for humans.
So that's how they determine it.
Yeah.
Just by seeing, by...
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the times,
fate of a rabbit.
Things that aren't okay for animals are okay for humans.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they don't even know.
It completely just... Yeah.
So what I did was I thought, you know, hey, Alexa, I'm on your show. Why don't we go through your makeup bag and see if you have any dirty little secrets in there?
Well, you know, when we do that, don't hold anything against me because I was completely unaware of this. I didn't know that we have to just actually look at our brand names and worry about the whole animal testing thing.
And if you want to find out, all you have to do, go on Google, place where you can find anything, type in whatever brand or name that you're curious or you don't know, type it in, and chances are it's going to tell you whether they test on animals or they don't.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, but up next, we're going to break out my makeup bag and see if I have been animal friendly with what I put on my face. So keep that in mind. You're listening to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Alexa J, on the Voice America Kids Network. Keep it right here.
Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Bookworm, where we will talk about books and many fine things.
It's fun, and it's kids doing the talking about books.
Keep listening.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. We're here with my friend, Devin Woolsey. She's the animal rights activist. We were just talking about, we talked a little bit about sharks and what's going on with Shark Week and how these poor sharks are just being basically mutilated and slaughtered for their fins. And she was giving us a little bit of insight of how we can help them and what we can do to just basically improve our ecosystem and our furry friends, our little animal friends. So right now I have my makeup bag here. Devin just informed us that even our cosmetics we have to look about. Yes, that's right, ladies. When you are buying makeup, you better look at that brand and make sure it is animal cruelty free.
Right.
So we have my makeup bag here. It's
pretty full.
Yeah. It's brimming to the top with makeup after. Okay. Anyway, we're going to pull out our first one right now. We have. All right. We're going through.
Okay.
Our first one is we have some. Actually, I don't even know what that is. I can't even read it.
That's NYC. NYC.
Okay. We have some NYC.
New York City brand.
New York City eyeshadow here.
Now, New York City, I can tell you that they do not test on animals.
Woo!
So that's goes my one in the good pile.
Yay for Alexa.
We'll see how many more you got.
All right. Next, we have some Avon eyeshadow.
Now, Avon, also a winner. They stopped animal testing years and years ago due to complaints from average people like us, and they decided that it wasn't worth it and that they were going to go cruelty-free.
Nice.
So that's two in your pile of good.
Sweet, man. Oh, we have another NYC right
that's
here.
Three in the good pile.
Okay. What's up next? We have CoverGirl True Blend Minerals. I use this for my foundation every day.
So CoverGirl, you know, I was hearing some different views. You know, some people, it's not arguable that they have never tested on animals because they have for a long time, but I read somewhere that they had recently stopped. So I decided to send them an email.
Of course.
And what they said was, it was kind of puzzling, and kind of iffy. They said that they only test on animals when it is required by law. Right? So that
doesn't make any sense.
That sounds like, oh, well, if they're following the law, then...
They're good people. It's okay.
But, however, animal testing has never been required by law. So, if you ever hear that, probably a hunk of kapooey. So that's CoverGirl is in the bad pile. So now we're up to 3-1.
All right. Next we have Pop Beauty. It's a palette of an assortment of eyeshadow.
Pop Beauty. Now, they did not test on animals. And Pop Beauty is more of an expensive brand. You would find Pop Beauty in stores like Sephora, which most girls have heard of. Now, most upper scale, on the more expensive range of cosmetics, they do not test on animals. Like Clinique, Urban Decay, Sephora brand, they're all completely cruelty-free.
Sweet. So anything in Sephora is cruelty-free?
Almost. There's one company, Lancome, the one outcast, that they do test on animals, and I think I've written them a letter or two. Also, I don't think they responded.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, up next we have Maybelline Pure Stay Foundation.
Oh. Well, we in the animal rights circle, we have this saying, it's maybe it's Maybelline or maybe it's torture, because Maybelline also does test on animals. So that's two in your good pile and two in your bad pile and four in your good pile.
Well, I have the majority good.
For now.
I'm doing good right now.
For now. Okay. Up next, I think that's
Olmay
eyeshadow. Olmay also cruelty-free. So
sweet.
You're adding to the good pile here.
What about... Oh, we have another Maybelline. Uh-oh.
Oh, Maybelline. That's a no. What else we got here?
We have some L'Oreal foundation.
L'Oreal is one of the biggest animal testers in the country.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something good.
No. They outsource most of their products from France, and that is where a lot of their products are tested on animals, so they are definitely a bad.
How about this? This Spa H2O Spa Sea Salt Hydrating Body Lotion.
Well, now that's a brand that I'm not really familiar with, so I looked it up and I found out that they do not test on animals.
Nice.
So basically, you know, all these products, a lot of them are easily just to find. You just look it up. Does this Maybelline, CoverGirl, whatever you're looking for, they test on animals. And if you go to a specialty store like Whole Foods, guaranteed none of their shampoos, soaps, cosmetics, nail polishes, nothing in their beauty section will be tested on animals.
Awesome. So you really don't even have to worry about
a thing. Whole Foods, I mean, most everything there is organic and natural.
Cool. And last but not least, we have Milani here.
Milani was another brand that I wasn't so sure about because it's not big like CoverGirl. Mm-hmm. So I looked that one up. Too, and it turns out they do not test on animals either.
Sweet.
So I think your good pile is a little bit bigger than your bad.
Nice. I thought I was for sure that I would be in big trouble with you, but
yeah, no.
Looks but like I is.
Even though you have some bad ones, you got L'Oreal, CoverGirl, Maybelline. You don't. If you throw them out, it's not going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you use what you have, and then when you need to take another trip to Target, Sephora, you just make sure that the new thing you're buying isn't tested on animals.
Cool. So, with all this animal testing or whatnot, what's the deal with the, like, adoption centers or whatnot? Like, is that... I got my dogs at... My mom got it from... Our one dog from this, like, homeless shelter, uh-huh. And we got another dog because this girl in my grade, she just wanted to get rid of her dog. So, what do you have to say about that? Where should people get their animals?
Well, there's so many places you can get animals. Some people just find them on the streets. Some people...
But then there's those, like, outrageously priced little, like, puppy...
Pomeranians.
Puppy shops with the teacup Yorkies and the Pomeranians. And then Paris Hilton goes out and spends, like, $1 billion on her dog's diamond dog collar, which is absolutely outrageous.
Now, if a puppy or an animal, rabbit, cat, is ever, like, for sale... Then you don't want to buy it. Breeders, there are so many homeless animals that need good homes that there is no need for animals to be bred. And thousands are killed every year. Thousands of healthy animals are killed because they can't find them good homes. And breeders are not helpful at all. So what I want to tell you is to adopt your pets, either from Humane Society, from someone who can't take care of them anymore, but don't shop for them because most shots get them from puppy mills or and don't buy them from breeders.
So why are breeders bad? I got my dog from a breeder.
Well, breeders, you know, they're not as bad as puppy mills, but when you have so many thousands of animals, healthy animals being put down because mm-hmm. there aren't any homes for them,
yeah, that's
then
true.
it's not really good to create more purebred and really expensive ones that are just clogging up homes that could take in homeless animals.
That's cool. Well, that... I think that concludes this segment right now. We're going to take another break. Up next, we're going to talk about what you can do to actually take on the lifestyle of a vegan or a vegetarian. Or say if you just want to, you know, change it up and start buying cruelty-free products. We'll give you a few websites that you can look up and pursue them. So keep it right here. I'm Alexa J, your host of American Pulse on Voice America Kids Network.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Eco Mario.
It's fun, and it's kids doing the talking about our ecosystem. Keep listening.
Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/VoiceAmerica
or search for us on the Voice America Kids Network. We are here with my good friend Devin once again. We were just talking about, we actually just pulled out my makeup bag and we discovered that I am on the animal cruelty side. Go me. Woohoo. I thought I was going to be in big trouble with Devin, but... Looks like
I forgive you this time because you didn't know any better.
Exactly.
But now you do.
I only had a few. It wasn't that bad. Mm. Yeah, but we were just talking about cosmetics that are trying. They're using animals to test their makeup. And what did you say about the rabbits? They keep them in these contraptions and they use their eyeballs.
Rabbits, mostly rabbits. You can test on dogs, cats, rats, mice, basically any small animal people will test on. But wow. It's mostly rabbits.
It's pretty gross. Well, you've been a vegetarian for what, 14 years now?
Well, funny, quite you should ask that. You see, I haven't eaten meat in 14 years, but about 3 years ago, I took on an even more
bigger challenge.
Crazy radical thing. Yeah, I went completely vegan.
So vegan, what's really the... I know that vegetarians, you don't eat any meat, right?
That's right.
So vegan is where you don't eat meat and you don't eat...
What else?
Dairy?
See, yeah, you don't eat anything that comes from animal, no matter what it is. You don't eat dairy, which cheese, sour creams.
Oh, gosh.
No eggs, so no cupcakes or cookies. I mean, you can make special vegan ones. And another thing most people aren't aware of, gelatin, like Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of candies and gummy worms, gummy bears.
Yeah.
They all have gelatin, which is basically boiled cow. They boil it down, and then all the fat comes up, and that's what gelatin is. So we don't eat that either.
Sounds delish, man.
Yummy.
Well, I actually tried to go vegan for about 2 months.
You did? I remember that.
Yeah. I was definitely doing it for the wrong reasons, that's for sure. I was just trying to, I don't even know what I was trying to do. Be skinny or whatever. And I just read some silly book and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I would just mooch off Devin and have her mom make me food all the time. Sure. Devin, I'm coming over. Make me food.
Right.
But basically all I did was I just overloaded on carbs. Oh, since it was wheat pasta, it was okay. And then I would live on trail mix, those almonds. So basically I didn't have a balanced diet.
Right.
So how do you maintain your great figure and still eat vegan? Like, where do you get your protein from?
Okay, now, I mean, you have to eat all kinds of foods. You can't just eat whole wheat pasta and be okay.
Obviously. Oh, and then I was like, the biggest thing for me was, like, you could still eat Oreos. Oreos were vegan.
They are vegan.
So I was like,
vegans love Oreos.
Basically, my ideal was, like, if it's vegan, it's healthy. Right. So I would just, Oreos, yes, they're vegan, they're healthy. This gave me, like, that idea that I could just keep on eating those Oreos.
Now, most vegan food is a lot healthier than non-vegan food because it's got a lot less fat, calories, and things. But I mean, like,
you can't live off Oreos.
French fries, they're vegan. You can't those. Now, what I do for protein is soy protein has the same amount of protein as animal protein.
Okay.
And your body can't tell the difference between soy protein and actually our bodies were made, human bodies were made, we have this complex carbohydrate in our saliva, which is meant to break down complex carbohydrates in plants, not animals. So it's easier for the body to digest fruits, vegetables, soy, and things like that. So what I do is on a daily basis, I'll take a multivitamin.
Okay. Just, I do that too, yeah.
Well, I take it because my dad accidentally bought the female instead of the male one. And I also, you know, I have some, maybe fruit. I like strawberries. I love anything berries. I love berries. And then I'll maybe eat some pasta or soy or veggie burger.
Veggie burgers are so good. Have you had those black bean burgers?
Those are good. I had them last night.
Amazing. So what is, like, I know my daily meal, I would usually, let's see, I'd eat cereal. I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't drink milk. I have the almond.
Soy milk?
Yeah, I have almond milk. So good.
Which is great. I mean,
I love it.
You can replace any milk with almond milk or soy milk. You can't taste the difference.
And coming from a meat eater, non-vegan, like, I like my meat. Like, I just... I'm a grown girl. I need my protein, okay? No, I'm just kidding. But I'm lactose intolerant, so I drink that almond milk, and it is 10 times better than normal milk. It's absolutely delicious.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have, like, cereal or whatnot. Cereal's vegan.
For breakfast, yeah.
Yeah, cereal's good. I'll have, like, a LaSpada sub with with turkey and ham and cheese and mayonnaise, all that good stuff. What would you substitute for that?
Well, I mean, you can go to almost any restaurant, unless it's like a steakhouse, and you tweak what you're getting to make it vegetarian or vegan. So if I went to a sub place, I would just get a veggie sub with all the vegetables and just no cheese. And instead of mayonnaise, I would get mustard.
Oh, mustard isn't. Yeah,
mustard. Completely vegan. And it's tastier than mayonnaise, lawless. Well, it's fattening.
That's true. They even have cheese substitutes, right?
Yeah. The best one, in my opinion, is Daiya cheese. And you can get them at
Whole Foods.
You can get them at Publix, too. I mean,
really?
Publix down in Florida, we have Publix. Or any other supermarket nearby, anyone.
But what do you do about sweets? That's something I would not be able to live without. I am a sweet addict.
Really?
I can, like, my mom is pretty bad. She'll just, like, buy these huge boxes of tiramisu from Costco. And I have a 5-minute cupcake maker.
Ooh.
We constantly have pastries just laying all over the place. So it's inevitable that I'm going to eat sweets every second of the day.
The good thing for you is sugar is vegan. So that's good. And what you can do is, if you're lazy and you don't want to cook it yourself.
Yeah, that's me.
Whole Foods, they have vegan cookies. I a lot of time take it to lunch. They have chocolate chip, raisin. They even have these Danish donuts with cream inside.
So it's just without, like, the milk.
Yeah, they substitute soy milk, and then they have fake butter. It tastes exactly like butter, but, you know, it's not from cow.
Cool.
And then you can substitute eggs for a bunch of different things, and now that's just sweets. They have vegan ice cream, too. They have vegan sandwiches, the ice cream sandwiches that are really good.
They have vegan ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh!
And you can get
dream come
get
true,
ice
man.
Cream sandwiches, ice cream, like hot fudge sundaes, like all kinds of things.
You're making me really hungry right now.
So what do you eat for dinner on a normal day?
Well, today, let's see, I had delicious stuffed peppers with beef, and I don't even know what was in it. It was something that you just, like, pop in the microwave, but it had beef in it.
One of those, like, microwave
It dinners, was, like, a DiGiorno kind of thing.
Okay, DiGiorno.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay, if you want peppers, you can easily get peppers. You can either make them or you could buy them from probably Whole Foods. And what you do is there's peppers, and you can get fake meat in
like
them.
Tofu.
No, like, it's like fake meat, and it tastes like meat. It looks like meat, except it's not meat.
Mm.
It's I mean,
soy, right?
It's really amazing what they can do with things nowadays.
I'm sure. They have all those Morningstar farms and whatever.
So even if, I mean, I know you don't want to be, like, completely vegan or go radical or anything, but there are, I mean, if you eat meat less.
You're even, yeah. You're
so, like, a vegetarian saves over 100 lives, animal lives per year. So, I mean, if you eat meat every day and you cut out meat 3 or 4 times, you're going to still save a lot of lives.
Wow. So, yeah, I was just looking at this statistic right here. It says that a vegetarian, out of the U.S., per capita meat consumption, they save 514.14 billion animal lives.
Right.
That's absolutely incredible. That billion.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and even if you don't want to go radical vegan or whatever, there are a few meats that are like the epitome of cruelty or mean, and those are, one, shark's fin, which, you know, most kids are not chowing down on a daily basis. But there's also veal, which is popular all over America, and veal is like a baby calf. And what they do is the meat of cows turns pink after it walks a lot, so they keep them in cages, and they're not allowed to walk. And then they kill them when they're babies.
Aww.
And lastly, there's foie gras, which is popular with more adults in, like, fancy restaurants, and that's in large duck livers. And it's, like, 12 times the size of a duck liver should be, and then they pump it full while it's still alive, chemicals to make their liver grow, and it's extremely painful.
Wow. Well, those are just a few ideas of what you can do if you really want to, you know, hop on this vegetarian train. There's also a website. It's the PETA Vegetarian Starter Kit. Just go to PETA.com, or you can go to www.tryveg.com. These are all great websites that will give you some insight. And if you don't, obviously it's a step at a time. Just going on Google, seeing what your cosmetics are and if they are tested on animals, that can even make the difference as well. Adopting your pets, going to Devin's petition, care2.org.
They're care2.com, and then search in Boycott the Circus.
Yep. And just every little thing
your
counts.
Entertainment, what you wear, your leather, or whatever you wear.
So don't let the idea of you being a kid stop you from anything that you want to do, because we all have a voice and we're all entitled to our opinions, and you can make the difference.
Just like I did.
Exactly. So that's about all for now, folks. Say thank you to my amazing guest, Devin. She really put into perspective what we all should do to, you know, help our little cuddly friends over there.
Glad to be here. Hope I can come back sometime.
Yes, definitely. It was awesome having you on the show. But that's it. I'm Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on Voice America Kids Network.
Thank you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?
Keep it right here. You're listening to Speaking of Sports.
It's fun, and it's kids doing the talking about sports.
Keep listening.
Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.